WTAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Baseball legend David Ortiz is at a hospital in Boston, flown back last night after being shot at a bar in the Dominican Republic. Red Sox manager Alex Cora.
For those that believe, you know, just pray for him. Keep your positive vibes.
One person's in custody in the Dominican Republic, but the gunman is still on the loose. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel has seen video of the shooting.
It happens in just a few moments. Footage being posted by several news websites show David Ortiz sitting at a club speaking to another man when the gunman approaches. He apparently says nothing before stepping into a crouch and fires once, nearly at point-blank range into Ortiz's back. You can see the smoke issue forth from the gun as the former Boston Red Sox slugger lurches first upward, then slumps down to the floor, hands clutching at his midsection. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney wants to ban helicopter flights over the city, underscoring the danger after a chopper crashed yesterday in Manhattan, killing the pilot.
I really, truly, deeply believe, and I've called for it before, I've called for it for years, to ban non-essential helicopter flight over New York City.
We don't know yet why the helicopter crashed in rainy weather yesterday. Authorities say it likely was not terrorism. We've learned that across the country, state and federal prosecutors are sifting through files of Roman Catholic clergy sex abuse, looking for offenders. They've seized reports at dozens of locations in various archdioceses. The Catholic Church's defenders say it is being singled out by overzealous prosecutors. This afternoon, the House Judiciary Committee begins investigating big tech and the dominance of some of the big players like Facebook, Google, and Apple. This is AP Radio News. President Trump and Joe Biden will both be in the same neck of the woods today, a state that's key to both their political futures. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Both have events in Iowa. The president won there 3 years ago and is looking to ensure it and other Midwestern states stay in his favor. A victory for Biden in next year's caucuses would cement him as the Democratic frontrunner. Iowa has swung between the two parties the past two decades and today could give a glimpse of what a Trump-Biden matchup might look like in 2020.
There are about 300,000 unfilled jobs in the construction industry at the moment, and the industry is expected to need an additional 747,000 workers by 2026, according to the government. A survey of the National Kitchen and Bath Association membership found that almost two-thirds say they have difficulties hiring skilled workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.